Two heavyweights are looking to survive, but March Madness have something else in mind. It's Bad Axe squaring off with Ubley and USA versus Lakers, all with a ticket to the district championship on the line. Good evening and welcome to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast, and to the right of me, as always, is the one and only Coach John Mooney.
Well, Clark, I really wonder what fate has in store tonight. Monday was really quite something, wasn't it? But there are many possibilities of how events do turn. And what we do know, though, is that two winners will emerge tonight and move on and survive and for another day and play again.
On Monday, we saw Ubley hang on to a two-point victory over Cass City in an overtime thriller with USA taking out Harbor Beach.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of a game are we going to expect? Is it going to be the same thing? Yes or no? I don't know. Bad Axe has been off since their emotional win over Ubley on Saturday night. But, you know, they drew the Wednesday game, and Ubley had a game under their belt on Monday, so that's going to throw in a little factor right there. USA, they're in the catbird seat, playing and surviving a Monday night game, and I really don't know what's on the minds of Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport Lakers.
32 minutes stand between four squads and the chance at a district title right here on the WLEW Sports Network, District 83, live from Harbor Beach.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah from Moore Motors Caro here. Great news! Ford Motor Company has extended the Conquest AZ program through April 4th, 2016. What does this mean? It means you could save thousands on your next Ford or Lincoln purchase. To participate, you must currently own or lease a non-Ford vehicle and get a Conquest AZ PIN number from a Ford employee or retiree. This can be from a friend, a neighbor, or a cousin. So act now and save big today! Visit us in our showroom at Caro or on the web at www.themooreautogroup.com today!
There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a two-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind, too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Why car insurance? Because you never know. Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe. With the Michigan No Fault Act coverage, it is not just critical, it's mandatory. Did you know even if the other driver is at fault, damage coverage to your vehicle is limited?
And it could be worse. Liability claims alone could leave you bankrupt. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. Let's talk it over. As your auto owner's insurance agency, we at Peruski Insurance will recheck your policy to be sure you are covered not only for damage and medical expenses, but also for liability.
For auto insurance that makes sense, let's talk. We are your auto owner's insurance agency. We believe auto owner's insurance should protect you from financial loss and liability.
Together with Auto Owners Insurance, we will get you the facts about lower cost auto insurance and coordinate a policy just right for you. Stop in soon. We are Peruski Insurance at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe.
From the good guys in the used car department at Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we're doing here in our used car department.
Yep. I told you letting people know they could get a good used car at Graff was a good idea. More importantly, following through on that promise.
That's right. What they want is a good, honest deal on a good used car, and they know where to get it, right here at Graff.
You got it, Brian. Now let's give them a great Graff deal.
You bet. Now till the end of March, we're going to double the value on your trade up to $4,000. Bring your trade in today, and you can get a 2012 GMC Terrain loaded with leather for $216 a month.
Now Now that's a good deal.
Yep, that's a really good deal. And if it's a car that's what you're looking for, we have a 2013 Chevy Cruze with leather and a moonroof. Get this for $145 a month.
Get a good honest deal on a good used car from the good guys here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on 84 months and 3% for qualified buyers with $4,000 trade.
Our first game with tonight's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Pruski Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley, Smigelski Beer Homes of Ubley and Minden City, Moore Motors of Carroll, the undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb, DES Services of Cass City, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Ubley Motor Service, McVay Insurance Agency, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Flannery Auto Mall, and D&M Cabinets. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the MHSAA. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the MHSAA is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as it's day number two of District 83, presented by the Harbor Beach High School. And if the MHSA tournament is anything like the month of March, we certainly can say it came in like a lion. Two highly contested and edge-of-your-seat action games were on display Monday in District 83, and unfortunately, two teams had to lose.
Simultaneously, it was a fantastic finish for the USA Patriots, but it was a gut-wrenching loss for Harbor Beach. I've been there before in that seat, I'll tell you. As far as Cass City is concerned, I thought I saw a never-say-die attitude, and I think that's going to carry over into next year. Just to give you an example of the game was over, but that wasn't over for Devin Kluger, and he went out there and just tossed a tray up there, and that kind of capped the whole game off.
In the first game Monday, Ubley was trying to settle the score with Cass City. They played each other in the regular season in a low-scoring affair, 30-22. The rematch in the postseason was anything but boring. Final score, Ubley 59, Cass City 57.
With just one addition to the lineup, the Bearcats have turned themselves into a legitimate spoiler, or who knows, perhaps a champion? I don't know. But all I know is that Cass City is going to have a good nucleus next year, and it is time to say goodbye to some people that have been playing for a number of years on Cass City's varsity. And the first one being Sawyer Cathrell, Devin Kluger, I just mentioned, Parker Hare, Keith Lounsbury, Brendan Horn, and also Mason Erla, who had injured himself before the season even began.
Little did we realize that the Cass City Ubley game was just a warm up to what we would see in game number two of the doubleheader. USA and Harbor Beach went neck and neck from the opening tip to the final buzzer, even to the point where four extra minutes were needed to settle the score. USA wins in overtime, 60-55 over Harbor Beach.
USA seems to be like they're on a mission. You know? Districts have always brought out the best in the Patriots. Now, Harbor Beach had their opportunities, but they fell just shy. Now, the Pirates are going to return four for next year, and they're going to be saying goodbye to a few folks, and that would be Tyler Vollmering, Jacob Finkel, Ethan Guza, Jason Gafke, Brennan Puff, Evan Oswald, Cody Seaman, and Wyatt House.
That sets the stage for tonight's district semifinal games, where Bad Axe is looking to defend its title, taking on a hot Ubley Bearcat team. And on the other side, USA looking to take care of the Lakers for the third time this season.
Well, I'll tell you, Bad Axe should be on upset alert. Just to recapture that edge from not playing since Saturday, and also taking a pause. You know, they were taking pause a little bit to enjoy their 20-0 season and their GTCW championship. But you know my thought on that old adage, it's hard to beat a team three times. Usually who says that would be coaches that are 0-2.
Whoever wins tonight will pit themselves with the other for a district championship that is bound to be a good one on Friday at 7 p.m. Coverage starting at 6:30. Then on Sunday, you won't want to miss this week's edition of The Baseline with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul Adams, Sunday at 7 p.m.
And we have much to discuss after a thrill-packed